Well, I'm a diplomat, and 25 years ago, I was also involved in Mediterranean frameworks of cooperation within the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Malta. And I vividly recall when the Barcelona process was created. And I was also lucky enough to be in the midst of things when the Union for the Mediterranean in 2008 was actually being concocted and agreed to. Because I was sent by my country as a special envoy to lobby to have the Secretariat also considered to be based in Malta. So I was really involved in the evolution and even in the genesis of the Union for the Mediterranean. Therefore, I do have a cross-sectional memory of this process developing until what it is today.
And now, of course, you're the Deputy Secretary General of the Union for the Mediterranean. It must be quite a challenging role, given that this is a union that bridges the European and Arab worlds. You've got massive spread there of cultures and language and geopolitical interests at play.
But that is the beauty of it. That is actually the beauty of it, the challenge of it, but also the prospect for it. We're dealing with an organization made up of 42 countries, the members of the European Union and the 16 other members of the Southern Mediterranean, which come together to discuss what is really required in order to progress regional integration within the Mediterranean region. And the differences of ideas, but also the diversity of the ideas, are the actual basis for the discussion that takes place not just at the political level, but also at the sectorial level. Because as you can appreciate, since 2008, the Union for the Mediterranean brought together more than 25 ministerial meetings, each of which focuses on strategic issues, which are other than political, but are sectorial. For instance, we discussed at ministerial level water, energy, urban development, employment, trade, women empowerment. The spread of sectorial ministerial meetings, which the UFM has managed to do in 10 years, is quite remarkable and significant.
And what do you think is the greatest challenge facing the Mediterranean region at the moment, and how could closer cooperation offer hope in terms of solving it?
Well, the Mediterranean region, like every other region, is facing challenges of diverse kinds. But obviously, as we speak, 500 million people live in the region. More than 25 million of them are unemployed, of whom 8 million are aged under 25 years. So that's one of the challenges why ministers come together in order to explore ways and avenues how to get employment increased in the Mediterranean region. There's also climate change, which is affecting the region. As you can appreciate, climate change has been quite in the focus. Also, because the region itself is undergoing extreme impact. It's getting warmer and warmer in the region. And if the countries don't come together and really address climate change issues impacting the Mediterranean region, since it is getting warmer more than other regions in the world, it will be high time when we'll have quite a critical situation in this region.
And finally, in the run-up to the Day of the Mediterranean, people have been posting videos about what the Mediterranean means to them. I know your answer because I've seen your video. You talked very movingly about the sea. Tell me about the sea.
Well, basically, when you come from an island like Malta, the sea is your hinterland. Wherever you look, 360 degrees, you see the sea. You don't see the mainland, you see the sea. So your childhood is characterized by being just 10 minutes away maximum from any side of the island beyond the sea. So your childhood is characterized by going swimming, by seeing fishermen and also other forms of income dependent on the sea. You're accustomed to a very strong tourism industry, working with the sea and enjoying the sea and also benefiting from the sea. So for us, the sea is also a livelihood. But obviously, you know, we think about the Mediterranean Sea also romantically in terms of the history and the culture that it brought together. It's the promotion of the coexistence of cultures and religions in history. We think of our neighbors, the Egyptians, the Phoenicians in history, the Greeks, the Romans, on the basis of whom some of the ancient civilizations organized around the Grande Mar, which I spoke in my video, come together. So in the midst of the Mediterranean, we have a Mediterranean consciousness, which is stark and solid because it impacts our daily life immediately.